أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون وإذا رآك الذين كفروا إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون خلق الإنسان من عجل سأريكم آياتي فلا تستعجلون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 34 to 38 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat in the various creations of Allah. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had not ascertained for any human being before you eternity. No Nabi before you had come, no pious person had come before you, for whom we had stated and we had made the decision that they will live forever and ever. Here, it does not only mean before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before will refer to Anbiya, even in his Mubarak time, and even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no bashar, no human being will live forever and ever. This ayat is in response to some or many of the Quraysh that used to say to each other, and sometimes they used to say this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face to face, on his face, that see, you've come with this new religion. This new religion will last as far as long as you last. You will have to die and you will die. And when you die, together with you, your religion, your way of life that you have brought, all of this will die together with you. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is nothing to worry about. Everybody is here in this world. They have to leave this world. This is a journey. We are all here to go. Then Allah says, Afa immitta, is it possible that you will die? Fahumul khalidun, and they will remain forever. If they will remain forever, do they think that they kufr and they shirk and all the batil will also remain forever? That also will not happen. Like how you would have to leave this world, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You are also going to leave this world, they are also going to leave this world, and we are all going to leave this world. Hence Allah says, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every nafs, every living being, every soul will taste of death. In other words, death is imminent to every human being, every soul, whether it is a human, whether it is a non-human, each and every human being, each and every living being will have to taste of death, and each and every person is going to leave this world. However, in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put people, especially humans, through tests. And Allah says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Allah Ta'ala uses two words here. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ means, and we shall test you, and fitnatan means trial. So as a trial, we are going to test each and every one of you, bishadhi, with regards to bad, with regards to difficulty, averse conditions, converse conditions, conditions that are going to be difficult upon you, wal khairi, and also conditions that are going to be good. In the difficulties, who are you going to turn to? What is going to be your attitude? Are you going to persevere, make sabr, turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in khair, when Allah bestows and Allah showers upon you all the good that Allah Ta'ala grants you, Are you going to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in gratitude? Are you going to realize in the depths of your heart that all of this is from Allah and I need to turn towards Allah Ta'ala? Wa ilayna turja'un. And that is in brief life, shar and khair. And then you are going to definitely return to us. Wa idha ra'aka alladhina kafaru in yattakhidunaka illa huzwa. Once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when those who disbelieve, when they see you, in yattakhidunaka illa huzwa, they have one agenda, and that is nothing but they make a mockery of you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through these types of tests, that if we just think about it, people see you and they make a mockery of you right in front of you. This is what they would do with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ. One thing that they used to say about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is he the person that is speaking about your idols, your Lat, Manat, Uzza? Is he the man? And in this way they used to make a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. You would speak about Ar-Rahman, you would speak about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they would deny even the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. The other mockery that they would make of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak about Qiyamah, he would speak about the termination of this earth, the termination of life, then they used to say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is all this going to happen? So Allah ta'ala speaks about fitrat. Allah speaks about the nature of man. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man is created from the essence of haste. And all of us are like that. Whether they used to say to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bring Qiyamah now, bring the punishment of Allah Ta'ala now, why should we wait? But in essence, man is like this, that we always, instant gratitude is what we are all searching for. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that it will happen on the day that it will happen. Sa'urikum ayati, that certainly we will show you our signs, the signs of Qiyamah. One is Qiyamah that will come, and one are the signs before Qiyamah, like the sun rising from the west, and all the other signs that Allah Ta'ala has spoken about. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Say to them that do not hasten me, do not want this Qiyamah to happen, it is certainly going to happen. And then Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say to you, they ask you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is this promise, when if you are truthful? In other words, bring it, let us taste from this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.